how to make business development calls. That's what we're talking about today. This is the Inside BS Show, and here are the five things we're going to cover during our time together when we're talking about business development calls. Now, there is a shortcut to this entire process, and I'm going to share that shortcut with you at the end of our time together today. Be sure and stay with me all the way to the end of the session so that you can get the shortcut that I'm going to share and take advantage of it for your business development system, whatever you're doing, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're an independent professional, whether you're a realtor, a loan officer, mortgage broker, an architect, financial advisor, attorney, whether you're the leader of a sales team, whether you're putting a sales team together, this video is going to help you in ways you can't even imagine because I'm going to give you the step-by-step guide for making business development calls in less than 15 minutes. Here we go. The first thing you need to think about when you're making business development calls is research. I want you to make a list of 50 people who are going to be your clients eventually. That's the mindset you need to have. You're writing down a list of 50 specific companies and you're saying to yourself, these 50 companies are going to be my clients. I'm going to do everything I can to make that happen. And when you do your research, you're going to start by doing what's called secondary research or desk research. I want you to go and do the Google dance. Look for the person you think is the ideal target. Now, in smaller companies, you're going to target the CEO or the owners. In large companies, you may target the head of a business unit or the head of a division. It's always a good thing to start as high up as you possibly can and then let those people push you down. So if you're going after a mid-sized company, you're going to look for the CEO. And what you're going to try to do when you're doing research is you're going to look for who the CEO's assistant is. And when you figure out who that person is, then you're going to look on LinkedIn. You're going to do your research on LinkedIn and you're going to see who you know that knows either the CEO or the CEO's assistant. Why are you doing that? You want to, first and foremost, get an introduction either to the CEO or to the CEO's assistant. Now, why do I want you to know who the CEO's assistant is? Many people who you'll find on YouTube or in podcasts who teach how to sell are going to tell you, avoid the gatekeeper, avoid the assistant. I don't want you to do that. I want you to make the assistant your best friend because the assistant can oftentimes influence the behavior of the executive, whether the executive is a CEO or a department head or a head of a division of a big company. So what I want you to do is go on LinkedIn and see who you know that knows either the CEO or the CEO's assistant. If you can't figure out who knows the CEO or the CEO's assistant, look for anyone in the company, any in that you can possibly find. And then doing your research, I want you to call the person who you know who works at that company. And I want you to ask them some specific questions. I want you to ask them who makes decisions on buying products that you sell or buying the services that you sell. I want you to ask who you can contact if you had a referral for that company. I want you to find out what products or services they sell. And then I want you to ask that person if they can make an introduction to someone in that department, either the department that sells things to other people or the department that buys what you're selling or both. Now, why am I looking for you to figure out what that company sells? Well, we're going to get to that in a minute, so stay with me because this part of the process is genius. So you called people that you knew and they know somebody who could probably buy your product or service. What I want you to do then is I want you to ask them for an introduction. If they make the introduction, great. If they don't make the introduction, when you call up, I want you to name drop. Everyone you call in that company, I want you to say, I know John Smith, he works over in data processing. Do you happen to know him? Oh, you don't? Okay, well, he tells me that your company is fantastic, and he mentioned to me that you were the exact person I should call because I have a few questions. Now, when you're calling, Highlight who you know in common with the other person. If you don't know anybody in common, name dropping that person who works at the company is fine. They'll look that person up. They may even call internally for a reference on you. That's what we're looking for. The third step is follow a free offer. So once you've made contact, I don't want you to try and sell anything on the first call. If this person could be a buyer of your services, I want you to offer something for free. It could be a free report. It could be a free consultation. It could be a ticket to an event that you're hosting. I want you to offer something for free to this person to engage them and to begin to develop a relationship. The fourth step is to demonstrate your external orientation by giving to that company first. Remember, I told you to figure out who in that company was selling something. I want you to call up a salesperson from that company and make an introduction to the company of someone you know who could buy something from them. This is critical. Offer something to that company first. And then when you call other people in the company, say, hey, I've been referring business to your company for years. I work with Joe Smith, or I just referred three pieces of business to your company. I sent them to Joe Smith. You can call him up and check it out. I'd like to get a meeting with you. Joe said you were the perfect person to call. Also, when you refer the business to Joe Smith, you say to Joe, listen, I know you're going to take great care of these people. Can you do me a favor? Can you introduce me to Mary Jones over in purchasing? I want to talk to her because I think I could make her life easy. I've got the exact solution to a problem that I know she has. You're going to ask the person you referred the business to make introductions internally so that you have an internal sponsor helping you navigate your way through the company. Now, when it comes time to actually sell something to them, I want you to do this. It's called a small ask. I don't want you to try and sell them your multi-million dollar product or your multi-million dollar service. I want you to do something small with them so that you get a relationship going. You get them labeled as a client. You get them into the client family with your business. You treat them like gold. And then you can use that as a hunting license to navigate your way through the company and figure out who the buyers are for different services you have, who the buyers are, and how you can provide value to them. These five steps are the exact system I use to make business development calls, and I've used for 30 years to sell millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars of services. Now, I promised you a shortcut, and that shortcut is amazing. It's my automated system that will lead these people to your doorstep. Look, we all have to make business development calls, but it's easier when you have a system that leads people right to you. I'm gonna share my system with you. I want you to take it, steal it, use it in your business right now. This system is called my revenue roadmap, and I'm gonna give you my revenue roadmap guide. That's right, I'm giving it to you for free. Here's what you need to do. Go to this website, revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. Enter your contact information there and you'll have instant access to my revenue roadmap guide. At the end of that guide, in the last page of the guide, there's a series of questions. Answer those questions and you can customize this sales system to you and to your business. Make it your own. It's going to make your life so much easier when you're making business development calls. I cannot wait for you to use this system because you're going to come back to me and you're going to say, Dave, this system is the best thing I've ever seen. Download your revenue roadmap guide right now. And if you want more great business development information just like this, watch another video on YouTube. Scroll down below and you'll see it right there. There's the next video right there. I want you to watch that right now. I'll see you in the next video.